T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us now, Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times, covers the Buccaneers, also for Sports Day Tampa. Ricky just heard that commercial for Coach O by Bobby Hebert. We'll talk a little bit about the Buccaneers. Pull out a big win yesterday. And, man, Rick has just been such a roller coaster at the quarterback position. I mean, you guys got some big-time skill players now with Mike Evans and certainly Chris Godwin. And it doesn't look like Marshon Lattimore is going to play against the Bucs, and that may open up a lot more avenues for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Mike, first of all, man, I love the LSU talk. Love watching Joe Burrow and those guys. Coach O'John, so proud of my guys and all that. But, you know, Mike Evans got shut out by New Orleans and got shut out by Marshon Lattimore. And so, obviously, if he's down or he's out, that'd be a good thing, you would think, for the Bucs. But, man, he only had 2 targets and no catches, and that just doesn't happen to Mike Evans. And so, you know, these guys got it rolling on offense as far as, you know, averaging close to 30 points a game. Jameis has had, you know, 2 fairly good games, a good game in Seattle. You know, he's had 4 straight games of 300 yards plus. That's never happened in Tampa. So, you're starting to see him get more comfortable in Bruce Arians' offense. The story for the Bucs has been, how fast can their defense grow up? They're playing a lot of young guys, 4 or 5 guys that are rookies on defense, and that's going to, you know, including Devin White, who's just now starting to get healthy. So that's going to tell the tale for the Bucs in the second half.
Yeah, talk about the second half of the season, and boy, that game was huge for Tampa Bay, considering they snapped a 4-game losing streak against the Cardinals and with the Saints coming to town. Where are they at right now from a confidence standpoint? You've been around this team. Are they like, okay, we got the right Coach Arians going forward, Jameis Winston. We all know he's been up and down like on a roller coaster, but like you said, it seems like he's putting up big numbers. The bottom line is, does he protect the football and the turnover mark, but where are they at right now with the Saints coming to town? Because the Saints, I know, have to be aware, because they got humbled by Atlanta, that it's always been tough games when they played in Tampa, and it could be almost a 50-50 ordeal in the past.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, I think any time the NFC South gets together, right, they all kind of take turns knocking each other off, even when the Saints have been very good. You know, the Bucs have managed to get a game here or there. They upset them, you know, in New Orleans the first game last year. They've beaten them in the last game of the season a couple years ago. So, you know, there's not a lot of surprises. These teams know each other very well, and sometimes that makes for close games. But, you know, I don't think the Falcons did the Bucs any favors by going in there and beating New Orleans. Because they've gotten Sean Payton's attention and everybody's attention, and they don't want to fall out of this NFC race for home field. So, they're going to get their best shot, and the Bucs know that. They just want to stack some wins. You know, you can't get momentum in a season unless you can win a couple in a row, and that's sort of been, you know, where they've been at, you know, particularly going back to the beginning of the year. But they're done with their worldwide tour. They didn't have a game at Raymond James from September 22nd until Sunday. Whoa, that's 7 weeks without being in Tampa. So that's a very tough thing to do when you fly 20,000 miles, including to England and Seattle and L.A. So this was a tired football team, but I think they're happy to be home, and they're just trying to try to stack some wins and hopefully turn it around the second half under Arians.
Rick, what about the Vernon Hargrave situation? It looks as though he's been sort of put down out of the starting lineup. What happened there with Vernon?
Well, he had a play in the third quarter where, you know, it wasn't his guy that caught the ball, but they felt he was loafing, could have made a tackle, really didn't have a great effort. So, you know, this is part of the accountability that Arians is about. And he benched Vernon Hargraves. He's, you know, their most experienced guy in a very young secondary. He's only 25, but they picked up his fifth-year option for next year, and a lot is expected of him. They've sent him down, and then they put in a guy, Ryan Smith, hadn't played much, a veteran. He got beat for a 69-yard touchdown, so then they ended up with Jamel Dean in the game. And he was the guy that gave up three touchdowns last week to Russell Wilson, but he's a rookie that came in and made the interception to set up the 92-yard drive to win the game. So Bruce is not afraid, you know, to discipline these guys. Like I said, he's got a young secondary, and these guys are growing. But Hargraves is going to have to get with it. And, you know, if he's going to stick around on this team, he's going to have to give great effort.
Now, Rick, staying on the defensive side of the ball, I know the first time around, boy, he came out like gangbusters. Shaquille Barrett, what has he done for the Bucs lately? And then I've always been a Lavonte David fan, probably the best linebacker that really the country don't know. You know, to hear like Luke Kuechly and all that, but I just look at what he's done, the consistency. Just elaborate on those two, where they're at right now this season for the Bucs.
Yeah, well, Shaquille Barrett's, you know, really an amazing story. I mean, he did his time in Denver behind some great pass rushers like Von Miller. And, of course, they got Bradley Chubb and some of those guys. But, you know, he has started out with 9 sacks in the first 4 or 5 games. They started getting a lot of attention to him, tight ends, chipping, running back.
Rick, I'm going to have to cut you off. We got a hard break. But, man, we appreciate your time.
Man, no problem.
We'll see you Sunday. As the Bucs play the Saints.
Guys. Take care. You bet.
Thanks so much, Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. We'll be back and we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network special edition, Rouse's Market Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton. His guest tonight, senior offensive assistant wide receiver, coach Curtis Johnson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.